USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. President Joe Biden and other Western Hemisphere leaders are set to announce what is being billed as a roadmap for countries to host large numbers of migrants and refugees. The so-called Los Angeles Declaration is perhaps the biggest achievement of the Summit of the Americas, which was undercut by differences over Biden's invitation list. Leaders of Mexico and several Central American countries sent top diplomats instead after the U.S. excluded Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. The Vatican today said Pope Francis canceled a planned July trip to Africa on doctor's orders because of ongoing knee problems, dashing hopes of the faithful there and raising further questions about the health and mobility of the 85-year-old pontiff. The Vatican said the trip would be rescheduled to a later date. This is USA Radio News.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
When British Prime Minister Boris Johnson survived a no-confidence vote this week, at least one other world leader shared his relief. Ukrainian President Zelensky said it was great news and that we have not lost a very important ally. It was a welcome boost for a British leader who divides his country and his party, but has won wide praise as an ally of Ukraine. Johnson's relatively narrow victory in Monday's Conservative Party vote has implications beyond Britain's shores. Capitol Police Officer Caroline Edwards described to lawmakers the war scene that she and other officers faced when rioters began viciously attacking them on January 6th of 21. Edwards said there were officers on the ground. They were bleeding. She said, I was slipping in people's blood. The raw and graphic testimony from Edwards Thursday night played out in the first public hearing on the findings of the House committee investigating the insurrection of the U.S. Capitol. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
President Biden's administration has scrapped former President Donald Trump's red, white, and blue design for the new generation of presidential aircraft after an Air Force review suggested it would raise costs and delay the delivery of the new jets. Boeing is currently modifying 2 747 aircraft that will bear the Air Force One call sign when the president is on board to replace the existing fleet of 2 aging aircraft. In 2018, Trump directed that the new jumbo jets shed the iconic Kennedy-era robin's egg blue and white design for a deeper navy and streak of dark red. A federal appeals court has halted enforcement of a district judge's order for Louisiana to redraw new congressional districts by June 20th to include a second majority black district. A panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals acted Thursday night, hours after U.S. District Judge Shelley Dick refused to put a hold on her order. And a family of jailbirds has left behind a nearly $3,000 mess at the historic Steuben County Jail in northeastern Indiana. County commissioners have approved spending that amount of money to clean up the waste left behind by a family of starlings, mainly in the ductwork of the old jail. Community Corrections Director Brett Hayes told commissioners a female starling entered the building through the attic and ended up in the ductwork. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.